The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin, betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God, and behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who is called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, welcome now to the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, the most misunderstood feast in the entire year. Little Immaculate Conception story to share with you here today. Once upon a time, I went to visit the second graders on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. And it wasn't at this school. This was years and years ago. So, you know, all guilty parties are left anonymous. Years and years ago, I went to visit the second graders on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, and all the students turned to me and they said, "Father, Father, what's the Immaculate Conception?" When suddenly, the teacher chimed in and gave the answer. She said, "The Immaculate Conception, why, that's when the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary, asked if she would be the mother of Jesus, and when she said yes, immaculately, Jesus was conceived in her womb, the Immaculate Conception." And I had to bite my tongue. Because, you know, I didn't want to correct the teacher, you know, in front of the class. But I pulled her aside later and I said, you know that's not the Immaculate Conception, right? I mean, that's the Annunciation. And that might be what everybody thinks the Immaculate Conception is. But it's a huge, huge misunderstanding. That's not the Immaculate Conception. The Immaculate Conception has nothing to do with angels or with Gabriel or with the conception of Jesus at all, for that matter. The Immaculate Conception is the conception of Mary in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne, free from all sin. And the teacher said, "Okay, well then, smarty pants, why does the Gospel on the Immaculate Conception tell us that story about Gabriel and Mary, huh?" That's a very good question. You want to know why we read this gospel on this day? It's all because of one word. In the gospel, when Gabriel says Mary is full of grace, he uses one word. Now, I wrote a bulletin column on this, and if you're interested in the intricacies of ancient Greek grammar, the bulletin column is being published in about a month, okay? But this is just a short explanation. That one word means that Mary has always been full of grace, is at this moment full of grace, and always will be full of grace because that is her nature, free from sin by God's design. That's why we read this gospel on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. But you know what? That's not what I wanted to talk about here today. That might be kind of mildly interesting, I guess, you know, but that's not what I wanted to talk about here today. Just one little thought for you to take home today. And that is, what difference does the Immaculate Conception make in your life? Just think about that for just a moment. You know, when they baptize a baby, That little baby is completely free from sin at that moment. Original sin is washed away. The chasm that stands between us that sin caused is closed, and the baby is filled with sanctifying grace, and the Holy Spirit dwells in the soul of that little baby just like it's God's own home. But no matter how young you baptize a baby, they were never free from original sin. See, the fact of the matter is, every descendant of Adam carries the penalty of that first sin. It's part of our condition. Every last descendant of Adam, except for one, the Blessed Virgin Mary. In all of history, of all those descendants of Adam and Eve of old, the Blessed Virgin Mary is the only one who never once bowed to the power of evil. She is our tainted human nature's single solitary boast. And in the great war in which we're all in, I mean the spiritual war fighting all around us, the war between good and evil, the war between truth and lies, the war between light and darkness, the war between right and wrong, the war between God and Satan, she has not surrendered or so much as drawn a truce with the power of evil for so much as a microsecond. She's a warrior on the side of Christ, and she fights relentlessly for the kingdom of Christ to be established in this world and in your soul. And if there's a point for you to take home today on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, it's that you got a friend in a high place. Call on her. She knows the price that was paid so that one single sin could be forgiven. She was there at the foot of the cross. She watched Jesus die. His blood was on her hands. And she will not let one single soul be lost. Not even one. Not if she can possibly help it. But you've got to call on her. Because, you know, as you make your way through this fallen world, you find that you fall a lot. You want to do right, you want to do good, but there's temptations. And whenever you're trying to face, whenever you're trying to find God and find His grace, there's always an obstacle, isn't there? Always an obstacle in the path of grace. And you try and you fall, and you get up and you try again and you fall. And you fall and you fall and you fail, and you begin to think that being sinful is just your natural state. And then you remember the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. And then you remember the Blessed Mother. And then you remember that God has made you too to be free from sin. He's given you a great help. You are one confession away from being completely free from all sin. Call on her. She's a friend in a high place. Because are you aware of this? God never gives you a talent without also giving you a mission. Are you aware of that? There's nobody out there who hasn't been given intelligence, or maybe they're, you know, a great musician, or maybe they're a great athlete, touch of good looks, whatever it might be, who has not also been given a responsibility. When God gives you a gift, God gives you a mission. And you want to know what? Greatest gift God ever gave to anybody in all of history was making the Blessed Mother free from all sin, and she's got a big mission as well. Her mission is to bring all of God's children home. Call on her for yourself, for your family, for your friends, for those you love, for those you don't love, for those you think have got it made, and for those you think don't have a prayer under heaven. Call on her, and you'll be amazed to see the power of her grace. Let's ask for prayers to help us right now, shall we? Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us.